This is Ozarks at Large. We are now in the middle of Election Day. The predictions, the presumptions, and the polling can now soon give way to actual results, eventually. This week, John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, have one more chance to offer their ideas of what voters are doing today. Roby asked John Brummett what he thinks is happening in 2020 in the race for the White House, in the eventual composition of the United States Senate, and what's happening in Arkansas and beyond. Their conversation was recorded via Zoom yesterday.
Here's what I think is going to happen when I let my natural pessimistic side reign. And it is that all of the close Southern and Sun Belt that the Democrats think they have a chance to win that would produce an electoral landslide for Biden will, in fact, not materialize. This is my pessimistic side. That the Democrats will get to 49 plus in some of them, but Trump will end up winning Arizona, North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Iowa, and Ohio, which means it will come down as 2 years ago, 4 years ago, to Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. And Pennsylvania scares me because Pennsylvania is a volatile place. And I think Biden will win Pennsylvania and will win the presidency. But I think tonight's returns out of about midnight our time, 11 p.m. our time, will be the day of the election, the voting day returns, which will be all the Republicans, and that Trump will have a major lead and will declare victory with more than 2 million absent mail ballots uncounted. And we'll just have contention, Florida style debacle. And litigation after that. That's my pessimistic side. My optimistic side, from my point of view, is that at least a couple of those states go for Biden. And Pennsylvania is not so important. And we'll know early, Florida or North Carolina, that it's going to be Biden's night. It will be nip and tuck and end up in court. This sounds like a hedge, but it's actually a smart prediction. Nip and tuck and head up in court and land in court based on Pennsylvania. Or Biden is going to get a pretty healthy electoral win. And we'll know early because Florida and North Carolina count votes real fast. And they're all cast early. How's that? You want me to pick one of those? Or that's just the best I can do.
You worked both of them in there. I'm impressed. Very impressed. That was what
was good. Yeah. I've got to have something to fall back on when the other one is bad. I think it's one of those. I'm not picking Trump to win. By any scenario, but I think I'm picking Trump to make a lot of trouble if it comes down to Pennsylvania. And the early votes are for him, and the late counted mail votes are in the next 3 to 5 to 10 days.
All right, that's fair.
All right.
Control of the U.S. Senate. Who's going to, at the end of the night, who's going to have control of the U.S. Senate, Democrats or Republicans?
I've got to go through this now. Let's see. It's 53-47. Alabama Jones loses, so it becomes 54-46 Republicans. The Democrats then gain Colorado. They gain Arizona. They gain North Carolina. They gain Maine, making it 50-50, with the deciding vote being the Vice President of the United States, who I think, after all the litigation is settled, will be Kamala Harris.
Left out the scenario of Georgia's Senate race. There's two Georgia Senate races. So let's add that into the mix.
Well, one Georgia will be decided they do have runoffs because there's like three candidates or more. But I think the Republicans hold one. The other one, well, there's multiple candidates, it's a special election, will almost assuredly be a runoff. And I pick the Democrats in that one. So that would be 51 for the Democrats and not requiring Vice President Harris to cast the deciding vote. Either way, I'm thinking by barely the Democrats, which is all you need to pack the court, if that's what you want to do. I'm thinking the Democrats will get control of the Senate and will have control of the government, if my predictions are remotely realistic.
All right. Here in Arkansas, the most competitive district is the 2nd congressional district, the House race between Congressman French Hill, State Senator Joyce Elliott. All right. Here in Arkansas, the most competitive district is the 2nd congressional district, the House race between Congressman French Hill, State Senator Joyce Elliott. I believe on Monday today, it just got moved to toss up by Cook Political Report. little late on that one, swinging there. What do you think drove that decision to move it to toss-up, and do you think it is a true toss-up?
First, yes, I do. I think this could literally go either way. I think what caused Cook Political Report to move it here the last day is they finally got key trusted Republican sources to admit what Democratic sources have been saying, which is that this thing is in the balance down there. This could go either way. All the polls, beginning with one by Talk Business and Hendricks, ahead of everybody else, 6 weeks ago, this thing is close. And you take that, and then you look at turnout in Pulaski County in the early voting. We've had 106,000 people early vote, and there's still hours to go. We've had 23,000 people file absentee ballots. So that's 130,000 votes already in Pulaski County. And last year, and in 2016, the whole county turnout was 176,000. I mean, we're either everybody's already voted earlier, or we're gonna have an uncommonly large turnout. And if Joyce Elliott gets a 60-62% of that, as I think she might, because people are inspired, then she might stay in the race as the overwhelming returns for French Hill come in from Celine, Faulkner, and White. And they may not be as overwhelming, because the Cook Political Report today quoted an unnamed Republican strategist who criticizes the campaign that Hill has run as not being very effective. So this thing is real. I think we're going to get, here's how it's going to go tomorrow night. Pulaski County, I always check the early vote in Pulaski County by 8 o'clock, because they download on their website all the early votes. As it turns out, they have, with the permission of the governor, those 23,000 absentee ballots, more than 20,000 have already been processed and they're ready to be put into the tabulator. I think by 8 o'clock, we'll go to votepulaski.net. Don't everybody go there, you might crash it. And you'll see 130,000 votes establishing a trend in Pulaski County. We'll largely know the outcome in Pulaski County, and then we'll wait until 9, 10, 11 o'clock to see if this big lead for Joyce Elliott was big enough to hold up. That's how it's going to go, and it's going to go like this and go like this, and we'll just see where it ends up.
So I will throw out an open question for you here as my final question. What other race, whether it's in Arkansas or not in Arkansas, are you kind of keeping your eye on? Or is there a particular state you're keeping your eye on? What's one other thing that intrigues you about this election cycle?
Yes.
That wasn't a yes or no question.
Well, you want me to say what it is now, don't you? The state of Texas. This is not original to me. A lot of people are saying this is something to really watch. I remember in the year 2008, because Mike Huckabee had just won Iowa caucuses, and I was a reporter in the country who had covered Bill Clinton and now was covering the hot Republican candidate in 2008. The political science department at Ole Miss invited me down to Oxford to be on a panel, and I was on a panel with Tom Baxter of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and he said in that panel discussion, I'm telling you, Texas is on the very verge of being purple state and will be blue not long after that. And in 2008, I thought, really? Really? I mean, long term, but he was saying it's close. So here it is, 2020. The Beto O'Rourke getting more than 48% against Cruz indicated it was arriving. The turnout down there, this is a different Texas electorate than we've ever seen. They've already had more early votes than they had total votes in the last go-round. Who are these people? I think they may be young people. I think they may be suburbanite liberals moved in from fleeing high Texas in California and other places around the country. It's a brand new Texas electorate, and it just fascinates the heck out of me. We know it's going to be close, but how close, and is it? Has it gone purple or light blue? These things are open questions to me because of the demographic changes and the uncommon interest down there. So that's what I'll be watching. Plus, I think the Democrats have a chance to take over one house of the Texas state legislature, which could then affect redistricting for the longer term Democratic health in that state. So that's That's the one state that really interests me more than as much as my own. What about you? You got one?
Well, Texas is the one that I've had my eye on, but Georgia fascinates me too. I think Georgia is another one that has this same kind of demographic change. Right. I can't remember who said it, and I'm going to get it partially wrong, but basically when Bill Clinton won Georgia by the skin of his teeth in 1992, he won several dozen counties to get to the vote total that he did. He could equal that percentage of victory with five counties in Georgia now. I mean, that's how much it has changed and gone from rural to urban, suburban.
People say, how can Texas not be what it's always been? How does it change? The people who were in Texas 4 years ago are the same. There's just a whole bunch of new people. You know, dynamics change when places are growing and they become meccas for people from other states to relocate. And that's Arizona, the Phoenix suburbs, Georgia and Texas. Those are the three. Those may be, and within a decade, confirmed blue states, changing the whole nature of the electoral advantage for Republicans. And this may be a transitional or a transformational year, which is why it's so interesting.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. His columns can be found at ArkansasOnline.com. He spoke with Roby Brock with our partner Talk Business and Politics. Their conversation took place yesterday. You can find out more about Arkansas's political landscape at TalkBusiness.net.